Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
All right, Sean Sharif, let's get right to it here on 105.3 The Fan. It is Ask Reddit, where we poll the Reddit boards of 1 billion people, or however many are on it, and they have their questions that are around. And let's go right to it. What is the best male lifestyle hack you have come across in your life?
Best male lifestyle hack?
Yeah, so I'll give you an example on mine.
All right.
I was in the men's locker room one day at the gym, and I see an old man with his foot up, completely naked.
You're doing it on the fan cam. I don't need to see it.
And he had an air dryer, a blow dryer, and he was blow drying his boy region. And I said, you know what? That's disgusting. And then I went home and tried it. And let me tell you something. There is nothing better than on a summer day to put the cold setting on the blow dryer and blow dry those boys off. It is a feeling and a dryness that you will never get. You will never expect to see it. It feels amazing. And I don't know that I'm here today without it. I know what's... I would be on much more medication, antifungal, if I don't have it.
Aren't people getting stopped at TSA for this or something? Like the smell? Or is it BBL smell?
Yes. Well, the BBL smell, the BBL stench is a real thing. That's like it's a rotten flesh, rotten tissue smell that they say it comes with getting a BBL, which is a Brazilian butt lift. So, yeah, that is a stench thing. But people are getting stopped at the airport for swamp butt. Okay, the smell is there. I guess the smell is so bad. Maybe there's some aluminum in that. It sets the alarm bells off, and you get stopped. That's disgusting. That is gross. Let me tell you something about this. There is nothing better in life than after a shower, taking the blow dryer and taking care of business.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This kind of ties into another question you're going to ask. Maybe we won't have enough time for it, of a sign of your age, which we've kind of done that in the past. So whatever, I'm not worried about spoiling that question. Eat early.
Eat early.
Eat early. I grew up in a household. Eat dinner early. I grew up in a household. 7:30, 8 o'clock dinner. My dad got home late. We sat there and ate late. And I feel like you can maintain better health if you're sitting there and you're eating at 6. Like, past couple nights I've been starving, and I ate at like 5. Yeah. 5:15, 5:30.
I had no problem with that.
Well, it should be better for you, right?
I would think so.
You're
the
eating,
earlier you eat, yeah.
More time to burn it.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to sit there and eat your turkey stuffing dinner at 9 p.m.
Right.
Versus 5 p.m. You just got to figure out a way to survive before going to sleep with that last second snap. Did you eat those chicharrones I gave you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like them?
I loved them.
You did?
I did.
They were like real hardcore legit ones where I feel like they had some like meat on it.
There was some ear in that. There's no doubt.
Like, I opened up that bag and I smelled it and I was like, I can't do this. Like Amanda loves them. I don't really love it. And so I said, I'll bring this bag in for RJ and Sarah because they said that's their new snack.
The crunchy part was great. And then I got to the soft ear, the cartilage. I was like, oh, man, this is straight out of the pigsty right here.
So you liked them.
I loved them. And then the problem is that we left the bag open and the dog got in them. And the dog loves them. That's like a treat.
Of course.
Yeah. So, we ate them. We have a jalapeno dip.
All right.
Yeah, you know, so we like that. Then we put some dips in some salsa.
So I would try to say, like, dinner at 6 or before, in my opinion. Not that I'm some beacon of fitness, but I'd be a lot worse off if I was sitting there eating at 8.
Yeah.
7:30, 8, like I used to do.
All right, ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan.
Other people are saying white noise machine to sleep.
Yep. We do that, too.
People on Reddit kept saying, like, brush your teeth after dinner. Is that a hack? I thought that's customary. Like, you're supposed to brush your teeth before you go to sleep. Have I lost some Gen Z toothbrushing change?
I'm a once a dayer.
No!
In the morning.
Whoa!
Occasionally I'll floss.
Whoa!
Between, you know, if I have a peach or like a jerky, I'll floss.
Wait, breaking news.
Yeah, once a day.
Once a day?
Once a day. You're
eating throughout the day. Your mouth is just nasty. Gathering things throughout the... Gather the foreigners.
Gather the flossers. Foreign substances.
You're not brushing before you go to bed?
Sometimes I'll do mouthwash. The Listerine, the good alcohol stuff that burns.
Has the dentist killed you? Like, have you paid a price for this?
I know. I haven't had a cavity in forever.
When?
I'm just tired. I'm ready for bed.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. There's weekends where I'll drink and I don't do it. I'll pass out.
I put off peeing. I'm too lazy to go. Yeah.
Well, you can't stop that. I mean, I'm peeing like once or twice a night.
It's a sign of old age.
That's pathetic.
Once
a day.
If we're going to go out, you know, if we're going to leave the house, but if I'm not leaving the house, yeah, I'll put some mouthwash in.
What about fun time at night?
I'll floss. Not all the time. Sometimes some mouthwash.
Is Sarah one time?
No, she's several times a day.
Okay.
Several times.
All
right. We bought a Sonicare at the same time.
And that is
the toothbrush, the electric one?
Yeah.
Hers died. Mine's still going.
Okay.
That tells you how much
she uses it.
She uses hers.
Same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, she uses hers. And right. I use mine, but just not as much.
Who else is one time? When did I miss this? 877-881-1053. Ross, how many times are you brushing your teeth a day?
Once.
Oh, my.
That's an attaboy, baby.
What? Y'all are nasty.
Attaboy.
Y'all are nasty.
Attaboy, Ross.
RJ gets it.
When? Morning?
Morning, yeah. But I also will, like, floss and use a water pick.
See, I'll floss,
and I'll mouthwash as well.
If you're that particular and detailed, why aren't you brushing the second time?
Same thing as Chop. Some days I'm just like, man, I'm just going to sleep.
Aiden, hold up a finger. How many? Twice. Jake? Once or twice? Twice. Okay.
Twice.
All right. I got to know on the fan text now.
See, from the 469 to once a day, or from the 214, brush 5 times a day.
Oh.
254 once a day brusher.
What?
201 gotta brush before bed.
My wife and I won't even touch each other at night unless like I definitely have to, like brush my teeth. I'm going to brush my teeth. I have to. But that's just me.
As a dentist, that's just gross. The 214. They also say if you brush after eating, it stops extra snacking afterwards.
Oh, life hack.
That's a life hack. There you go. And it is. This is not life hacks. This is Ask Reddit. What is the most inappropriate time you laughed?
Oh, well, you have to start off on this.
I can do that.
Funeral?
I mean, funerals. Yeah, I laugh at a good. I'm a good laugher at a funeral. My dad's especially.
Yeah.
Nothing will top
most inappropriate. That's a great question.
Nothing will top senior year of high school. I walk into school and, everyone was crying and silent in the hall. And I had no idea. I didn't know that anything happened. And I said to my buddy, "Hey, y'all got to stop crying. I'm here. I made it."
Okay.
And, he's like, "Dude, someone died last night. Like a student died." And I'm like, "Get out of here, man." I'm like high fiving everybody walking in.
Yeah.
And everyone's just in tears.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? We got a big game today, man. What's going on? I had no idea someone died.
Mine was during a wedding and it was a best man speech talking about the bride and how hot everyone thought she was in high school. That she was like, she was the number one seed.
Yeah.
And he like took it too far. It wasn't just like one little sly comment, like, "Congratulations, Jeff, like you won the prize." Everyone was after. It got like a little bit more detailed. He was drunk.
Yeah.
And it got really uncomfortable. The parents there, and I was kind of laughing over how inappropriate and how over the line this was, that the best man was talking about how hot the bride was.
Mm.
Yeah. Way overboard.
Yeah, that's inappropriate. There's no doubt about that one. Roscoe, anything? Most inappropriate time you laughed? That's a no.
Sorry, let me think on it.
No, yeah. We're good.
He's checking his toothpick or whatever over there.
Ask Reddit here on 105 through the fan.
Water pick.
You asked this one. You said we can, you know, the age thing.
Yeah.
What is a dead giveaway of how old you are without giving the actual number?
When you go to sleep?
Ooh.
The bedtimes?
I was going to say, for my generation, going to sleep and waking up to the Time Ultimate Love Songs collection.
I'm sorry, the what?
it's the weirdest thing. So like,
yeah, tell us about it.
Tell us.
I mean, we're talking like 20 years ago, right? So I would fall asleep with the TV on, right? And in the middle of the night, there's this infomercial that always played, and it was the Time Ultimate Love Songs commercial. And I'm trying to think what was the first song was a Celine Dion song, but the second song was Michael Bolton. I think it's Michael Bolton.
You got an old soul, man.
Oh, yeah. But it's blasting. How am I supposed to live without you? It just, like...
How am I supposed to live without you?
I was 9 years old, and I'm like, who hurt this man? Why did you do this?
I think how long your gym shorts are.
Okay. I mean, mine are longer. You've stabbed me in the back. You've changed.
I have. I do go with
mid-thigh.
The... Yeah, I do go the mid-thigh, the chubbies. But if you got those below
Adam
the knee...
Sandler.
Yeah, if you got below the knee gym shorts, you know, I think it's, you know, cargo short at length. That's one of them. I also think, like, who your favorite baseball player is. If you ask somebody from, like, who their favorite player growing up is. Last night, Jacob Wilson said his favorite player growing up was Bobby Witt Jr. It's like, bro, come on, man. The guy's like 23.
Right.
You can't have him as your favorite player growing up. But if you say Toby Hera, I know you're a child of like the early 70s. So it's just kind of one of those things. Ask Reddit here on the fan.
I mean, yesterday, if you were behind me on the expressway going to Fort Worth, it would be how I drive. I have people, it was in the rain. And I swear, if I get the Jeep up to like 70, I feel like, you know, the top could blow off.
Right.
So I'm like, 63, you know, 60. I'm not taking it to 65 or 70. I'm a little bit nervous. I get paranoid with the guardrails. When they're on both sides, I always think I'm going to careen into one.
Yeah,
I'm going to spin out. And people are honking at me on the expressway to get the hell out of the way. So it would probably be the way I drive. Not you. 877-881-1053. Chop Toretta over here with Ask Reddit. Another concert ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. The football story that took over yesterday, the high school level. a former NFL quarterback, was this the right ruling or heartless and cold? NIL now hitting the high school level? Next on Sean and RJ with a youth story you need to hear, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.